This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
All right, so DZ, Selena Gomez, is dating one of the chain smokers.
A chain smoker?
Yes, I can't believe it. I saw this morning. I'm like, wait, Selena Gomez is dating one of the chain smokers?
Hold
There's
on.
Only two of them.
Is it the tall one or the little one?
It's the little one. The hotter one.
Drew. Yes. Shout out, Drew. Okay.
And I'm glad
Drew.
The taller one is, for some reason, you know when you see a story about someone and then it sticks with you and you can't get it out of your head? The taller one, I remember when he got busted cheating on his chick and she like called him out years ago and it became this whole big ordeal.
Oh, snap.
Oh, she TMZ'd his ass for sure.
Oh.
Like, she like put everything out there of him cheating on her and all that. So I'm not saying we've met them 1,000 times though because they played Kiss shows for us. You worked for Kiss for years. I'm sure you were there when they were here.
They be out here. We drove to Chicago to go see them one time some friends. Yeah,
it's
man.
Good stuff.
They
yeah.
are great live performers like none other. I'm going to just say that. As far as going to any live performance, shout out to them.
Yeah.
And then shout out to Drew for pulling Selena Gomez. Okay.
He sure did. There's been rumors they've been dating and they're only 3 years apart, 30 and 33. So they were spotted bowling over the weekend and I'm happy. We want Selena Gomez to find love, even if she doesn't want to find love. Everybody needs to get over the Justin Bieber days and move the hell on. He's moved on. She's
Long
moved
forgotten.
On.
Let
Leave them the hell alone. That's
Let
all I'm going to say about that. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, my friend. Week three.
Good
Here
morning,
we are.
Week three. Woo. Here we go.
We made it. And not only do we have Disney on Ice tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning.
Bung.
We've got Jessup Risebeck from CBS 58 on around 8:30 because he's in a very big Netflix documentary right now. If people don't know about that, we're going to talk to him on the show today.
What documentary is it?
It's the
hatchet-wielding hitchhiker.
I had to think about it. I'm like, what the hell is it called again? I watched it. So Jessup's going to join us this morning. He's a big part of that documentary.
I think I had a dream about it last night.
Did you?
I don't know, but I dreamt about a hatchet.
Well, stop dreaming about hatchets. It's not good for you.
I love hatchets. What do you mean?
But yeah, and then of course at 7:25, we got to talk about our update from you and I went out to dinner with the fam last night. So your son, my kids, all of us in a restaurant in Bayview, Lord help us.
I got a glimpse at what three kids would look like.
Don't do it.
Vasectomies are okay with me, fellas, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Whatever she said, get the vasectomy, boys.
Do it. Okay, so DZ, we were talking about things that like make you feel really old. You're only 29.
29.
Yeah, but like things that make you feel like you're an adult now.
And I've realized that I've had a few of these aha moments of where you're like, oh man, I'm getting up there. Mm-hmm. When your knee hurts and it clicks, when your back gets spasmed, then you're like,
yep, you have the injuries now, the things happening that didn't used to happen to your body.
But now,
what is it?
I've hit the adult form where I'm getting more and more excited about the different toys in life. And I'm not talking about like,
what do you mean?
Legos. Sammy loves Legos. I still love Legos. I'm talking about now I'm getting excited for cleaning tools as toys.
Oh, that's what it was. I couldn't remember. You bought a cleaning tool and you got excited. I couldn't remember what you got all excited about.
My life excitement is now boiled down to being geeked that we got a brand new mop with the easy ring spin feature so that you can ring all day. And
yes.
then three magical swap heads so that you could just keep cleaning away, clean all day. You could wash the walls, wash the floor, wash the kids, whatever, all with a different mop top.
That's when you knew you were getting older, was when you ordered a cleaning product and you got excited about it. Was that what it was for you?
I didn't even order it. Allie, I didn't even order it. We went to the store and I searched it. I searched it and I wanted to buy it with my hands. I wanted to grab it and go, mine.
Oh,
and that's exactly what I did.
Uh-huh.
When we went to the store, I up and grabbed this easy ring. It's the old cedar easy ring little microfiber thing.
Yes.
Where you just, it's got the foot pedal that just vroom, vroom,
yes.
vroom, vroom, vroom.
When and I tell this you, was the highlight of your day.
The highlight of my month. This has been a highlight of my year so far. It's early 2023 and I'm already feeling mad Jordan with the mop. Just step back.
Well, you're only 29, but I know what you're saying. When you make a purchase or you have these moments where you realize I'm an adult now. Oh my gosh. Whether it's something that hurts, whether it's you bought a cleaning product or whether like I have these moments where I like stare at my kids and I'm like, oh my God, like I made a human being. Like I'm a parent. Like what the hell? Like I have those weird moments. I'm like, I'm a grown up.
When it becomes apparent like, that you are a parent.
How did that happen? Good morning, Kiss FM. We'll take one call. Who's this?
Ryan from Calabama.
I played the wrong song. Hold on.
You got excited.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
You're all good. You're all good.
You're right next to Paulina in Milwaukee because they're in alphabetical order, and I accidentally played Paulina's song first. My bad, Ryan. Ryan, we're talking about
remix.
When you knew you were old or when you knew you were an adult, DZ was bought a mop and he got excited. What was it for you?
You know what's crazy is I live in the town that I used to work in as a teacher or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
When I go to stores or I go to places and I see the students that were once in like fifth grade are now a senior or a junior.
Oh, yes.
And I still recognize them and they still know me and I pull pranks on them and they're just like in love with it. It's like, that's just crazy though. That makes me feel so old.
My sister's a principal and she has this where, and she's way older than you, Ryan. She has kids come up to her who are like 35 and she's like, hold on. Like, I'm not this old, am I?
You're not 35.
They are.
Yeah.
Holy.
It's crazy. I ran into a pair of them the other day at the Chick-fil-A drive-through lane. And I could see him in my rearview mirror, and I was like, you know what? I know these two. They know me. I'm going to get them. And I went out, and I picked up their windshield wipers and stuck them straight up, and they were just like, who the heck is this?
It's Mr. Ryan.
And they recognized me. Yep.
From
Mr. Ryan.
Days.
Oh, that punk. Mm, so, yeah.
That's a good one.
Crazy.
Well, Ryan, thanks for calling. Go have a great day, would you?
You too.
Bye. So that's what we're going to talk about. How did you know you were an adult? Your I'm an adult moment. 414-533-1037. Whew. We're getting there. We're getting old. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, good morning. Week 3, we made it.
We made it, and we're going to keep making it.
We're going to keep making it, and I cannot wait to talk about our dinner last night, which we will do around 7:25 this morning, because DZ hadn't seen my kids in years.
You've got grown men children.
And I hadn't met your baby yet, either.
They're going to be absolutely, like, 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", maybe.
Huge.
So
huge.
Sammy's got something to look up to.
Yeah.
I'm expecting them to be great at some basketball type sport.
Yeah. Sammy, your kid is cute though. But you had worked here so long, but the last time you saw my kids, you were a baby and they were babies and now you're grown up.
We were all babies here last time.
We were all babies and now you're grown up and you're doing things like buying mops and realizing that you
I'm old. I'm old. I'm getting old. 29, going on 59. I bought a mop and did a happy mop dance for it.
Right. So when did you know that you were an adult? That is what we're discussing this morning. Welcome to the show, one of our favorite regulars because her energy is amazing, Amanda in Racine.
Oh, no! Turn down for what?
Amanda, girl, what was the moment that you knew you were an adult?
So for me, I'm obsessed with the Fitbit watch. And you can get 10,000 steps in a day, so the watch goes off. And I always get so excited, I tell everybody, I got my 10,000 steps, woo!
For Amanda, she started counting her steps. That was what
step
it was.
Step counting.
So relatable. Amanda.
I'm dedicated.
You are dedicated, but that is such a grown-up. Like, I got my 10,000 in today, everybody.
I sure haven't heard a child ever say that.
Nope, never, never. Amanda, thanks for calling.
That's adult for sure.
Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, man. We've got Heather in Milwaukee. Heather, how did you know you were an adult? What happened to you?
When I had my first apartment and I was able to buy my first washer and dryer and was so incredibly excited about it.
First very owned washer and dryer. Not just a washer and dryer in the house, one that you
exactly.
own.
Not an in unit. Yes.
You went to the Sears and got it.
Yes.
Said, I'll take that one.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that totally means I'm an adult now because I'm excited about a washer and dryer.
Yep.
That first load of laundry is never, ever unappreciated. You always go, man, I did that thing.
Exactly.
It's so true. Thanks for calling, Heather. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Malik is in West Dallas. Malik, we're talking about the moment you knew you were an adult. DZ bought a mop and got excited about it. What was your moment, Malik?
All right. So, yeah, me and my girlfriend went to Tennessee for the first time And for Christmas, she was always asking for that same mop that DZ had.
Oh.
And her brothers and sisters were like haggling. They're like, yeah, now you know you're getting old because you're getting, you know, excited about mops and getting a stir fry pan, you know, stuff like that.
It's true. Cookware is another one.
Who gets excited for cast iron, dog? Like me.
Right, exactly.
Me too. And I took it so seriously the last time I bought a pot. I was like, I'm spending a lot of money on a pan. I want this to be right.
It's better be a good pan.
Right.
Who thinks about that? Who thinks about that?
Grown folks.
That's right.
That's who grown folks.
Her, and TikTok gives her like all those ideas about, and she comes up to me like, look at this. I want this mop or I want this. And I'm like, dude. Like, where are you getting this from?
Let's go.
Thank you, guys. This is my first time calling in, ever being on the radio, so I appreciate you guys.
You did great, Malik.
We got to get you a song, Malik. 5 days in a row if we can get it, man.
Mm-hmm. Day one.
All right,
call tomorrow.
Yeah, no, now that I'm on first shift, it's going to be a lot easier.
Nice.
That part.
Well, then we'll talk to you tomorrow, Malik. Tomorrow, same time. See you then.
You guys have a good day.
You too, dog. Go mop something.
Lisa's in West Dallas. Lisa, when did you know you were an adult?
Are you forgetting something?
Oh, wait, do I not have your theme song? Oh, no.
Allie, wake up.
You know what? She's right. I do need to wake up. My bad. Lisa, I forgot your theme song. DZ, tell her I just started my first cup.
She hasn't even taken two sips yet, so.
I'm not ready for this. You're right. Lisa, I'm going to drink while you tell us that when you knew you were an adult. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, everybody's talking about getting new things that they were excited for. For me, it was when I was driving down the freeway, but that freeway was a field when I was a kid by the zoo interchange, and I would play in that field as a child.
Whoa.
Oh, dude, and now that field is a freeway.
Oh, yeah, it's those ramps where it turns off. And I'm like, oh.
Field turned freeway, dog.
Yeah, made me feel nice and old.
Don't you love development? Don't you love infrastructure? She's like, I was a child with my shoes off in nature, and now there's a freeway there.
These dang commuters.
Actually really funny. I get that. That's when you knew you had grown up and you were an adult, for
sure. That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the development.
Yep.
All the development.
I appreciate the freeways, but I don't appreciate the freeways at the same time. Girl, you have a great day, Lisa. And you know what? Just because I screwed you over, I'll play your theme song out. How's that?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
All right, we got one more. And I will not forget anyone's theme song because I'm slamming coffee right now. My apologies. Mike and Hartford, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mike. When did you know you were an adult? Was there a freeway on your childhood playground?
Interestingly enough, the bypass around Oconomowoc is where I used to live.
What? Got the house torn down for the bypass.
My front yard my old front yard is now the bypass.
Oh, wow.
But kitchen gadgets, like I just got for Christmas a pancake batter dispenser.
Huh?
And it's a little cup that you put the pancake batter in. You just squeeze a trigger, and it pours a perfectly circle pancake.
I'm going to need you to send that link, sir. But yes, good. Continue.
Seriously, send it to me, Mike.
When I bought my first set of truck tires, knowing I couldn't spin the tires anymore because my hard-earned money paid for all four tires.
He said, no more burnouts, baby. These are expensive.
No more burnouts.
I know that's right.
It's so true. Yep. When you can't make bad decisions anymore because you actually have to replace your stuff, that totally sucks.
Or you have to repair the car so you drive it nice and gentle. And it's like when you're 17, Dad can fix it. Now I have to pay to fix it.
Damn. No more spinning for Mike.
I feel you.
That's for sure.
Drive like Eileen is in my truck every day.
Your baby Eileen. Listen, we're so old. We want that link to the pancake thing.
I will send it over. I'm telling you, it makes perfect pancakes every time.
Send it. We're waiting. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Week 3, we made it, friend. We are here. DZ's back in the building, and I'm happy you're here back on the morning show with me.
Thank you for having me back. We did dinner last night. Yep. Y'all better be here to hear about that in the 7 o'clock hour.
DZ's kid and wife, my kids. It was a zoo, everybody. Can't wait to tell you all about it.
We apologize in advance.
You hadn't seen my kids in a long time, though, because you worked at the station off and on for years.
Stop calling these grown men kids.
They're not kids. My kids are not kids anymore. It's true,
Put some respect on their names. They about taller than me.
They are tall. DZ, my kid is taller than you almost. It's so true.
I'm looking at him eye to eye like, bro, you are not 11.
You're like, this can't be real.
Sit down, please.
He's taller than your wife, too. But anyway, we'll talk about that at 7:25. So, DZ.
Talk about feeling old.
I don't know if you saw this, but they're still talking about possibly making more parts of Brady Street on the east side pedestrian only. And I am fully for this.
I support. The only thing I'll say is they need to make all Brady Street pedestrian only.
I would love it. It's a safety thing at this point.
Block it off.
People are getting hurt, and there's nothing more fun than we were talking about when you know you're old. I still go to Joe Katz and walk in there like I'm 25.
No,
I don't give it. Yes, I sure did last summer. Yes,
no,
I did.
No, you don't. You go to Joe Katz?
I sure do, and I'll dance and everything.
You go to the second level of Joe Katz?
They'll all look at me like, you know, you think you're 25, huh, honey?
No,
and I'm like, yes, I do.
You playing a dangerous game, Allie.
What?
I double salute you, dog.
I know where you're going
I'm too old for this. Speaking of being too old, I'm too old to be going to Joe Katz on Brady.
I've been everywhere on Brady Street. Look, I appreciate Brady Street to its fullest, but I would love it if it was pedestrian only, because it's fun when you're like walking down the street and you don't have to worry about traffic and getting hit and cars. It's not safe anymore.
Parking's already terrible there.
Parking's horrible.
It's a neighborhood too. There's a school over there, so there's kids on random times. Mm-hmm. Brady is not a raceway. Y'all need to go ahead and block that off completely. We've got places in other states. New Orleans that has a completely blocked off street where you could literally only walk.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that here as necessary?
Well, and somebody who lived on the east side, not far from Brady Street for many years, many, many years I lived over there. I lived on the north side and the south side of Brady Street, depending. You could get around. You don't need Brady Street. Like, I could get around anywhere downtown or on the east side or wherever I need to go towards UWM. I could do it without Brady Street. I stand by that. Does that make sense?
It's a small stretch of land that you could basically just make into like a plaza.
Absolutely.
Make all these businesses thrive that much more.
Yep.
Boom, bang, block it off. Mm-hmm. People will get used to it after about a year. Sure, everybody going to be salty. But all you got to do is figure out what those other neighborhoods do or those side streets that cut into the neighborhoods do.
Yes.
Half of those are already pedestrian only anyway. So it's like, what's the difference?
I didn't realize they had done that to some of the side streets, that they were already pedestrian only.
Well, do you remember during the pandemic when businesses were allowed to do outdoor seating so that you could still sit, enjoy 6 feet apart? Mm-hmm. That's when they ended up originally blocking some of that off. Then they realized that, well, people actually like this.
Right.
Can we leave it? They petitioned the city. Alternate streets were left to be completely blocked off permanently, basically.
Yeah.
Why? They're teasing it. Just do it.
Just
rip
do
the
it.
Band-aid off and go ahead and block it.
So you and I, DZ, agree. Let's make it pedestrian only, even though we have no power and the city has to make all these decisions. I support it.
This wasn't a town hall meeting?
I mean, I guess it was our own town hall. Listen, we say do it. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I know that you grew up in Gurnee, DZ, but do you really have to like the Bears? What the hell, dude?
Hey,
what the hell?
I ain't choose this life chose me.
Okay, you know what? I've been suspending people left and right this week. All of our regular callers keep getting suspended, and it's becoming a funny joke. I'm going to suspend your ass if you keep talking about the Bears.
I'm here for it. Ten toes. These are one of my hills. Man.
Okay, but seriously, you know, Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, this is what we love in this state, okay? In fairness. You've lived here long enough, you know what's up. And Aaron Rodgers, everybody wants to know if he's coming back.
12 is like 1,000 to y'all out here.
Yes.
He really is. He really is,
he's
man.
He's our guy.
Put this man on a $100 bill.
He's our guy.
He's the GOAT.
Everybody
he's a
wants
great
to
quarterback.
Know, yes, if he's coming back or not because of his exit off the field at the last game.
That's the thing. Him and Randall all cobbed up together.
Yeah.
Or should I say cooped up together, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Walking off looking mad sad.
Know.
Like they about to either retire or go
lost.
Play somewhere warmer.
They were sad they lost. But this is what Aaron Rodgers finally is speaking out, whether or not he's coming back, if he's going to play, who he's going to play with. Here's what he said.
It just depends on who it's with and how much they want to talk about it. You know, listen, when you played for so long, it's never just about like, oh, let's jump right into the season. You know, there's a lot of other things to get to. There's personal stuff. There's, you know, other topics of conversation. But, you know, we had all the conversation like we wanted to have about football for now. You know, they're not pressing for any type of specific, you know, answer. And I'm not, you know, mentally or emotionally at that point to give one. You know, again,
just answer the question.
You know, respond in honesty. But this is not going to be something where I'm going to, you know, respond to a bunch of inquiries about, you know, what are you thinking this week? Or what are you thinking next week? Or where you at? You know, it's get away from it mentally, and then.
And then what?
And emotionally, and then physically, and then as your body starts to come back after a few weeks of TLC, then I think you're in a better frame of mind to, you know, to contemplate your future.
Listen, I feel like the FBI. I'm like, just answer the question. Listen, are you coming back or not?
Sir, are you immunized or are you vaccinated?
Yes, it's like, come on, fam. Answer the question.
He's a master of spin language. He's never answering
he
nothing.
He should be in his position. He's done media law. He's done interviews and all that long enough.
He's got the coaching in other levels.
He does the coaching, yes.
But they were asking, like, all right, so you think you still play? You think you can go to another team? You think you can do this?
What did
can
he say?
Can you still be an MVP? And he said, yeah, do I think I still play? Of course, duh. I can still play at a high level. Yeah, the highest, Roger said, I can still win MVP in the right situation.
So wait, Aaron Rodgers said, he didn't say in Green Bay, did he? Did you add that?
He said, I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. What's the right situation? Is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure.
He said that. So he may go somewhere else.
He's definitely going somewhere else.
It's
a wrap. I'm not even trying to be negative.
Yeah.
If I'm Rodgers, I'm thinking last year was turbulent.
Yes.
Everything didn't go well. He almost left last year.
Yeah.
He inked a new deal, brought him a pay raise. Then the whole thing happened with the immunization. Then the whole thing happened with him doing some illicits that supposedly helped him. Then we heard about a perky game in Chicago. I ain't even going to say nothing about that because that just charged me up. So now we're thinking this might be the era.
Yeah. He might be leaving.
Of Rodgers.
Well, with that
in Green
quote,
Bay.
I think he's setting us up to prepare us that he honestly might not be coming back. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated. I don't know.
We'll let you know what team
he's
going to play for.
Stop liking the Bears, though. That's all I got to say. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Hello, my friend. Week 3, we made it.
It's Wednesday. So you know what
that
is?
It is Wednesday already.
It's a WEPA Wednesday.
Woo! WEPA Wednesday!
Don't know what that means yet, but it's Wednesday and it's a WEPA!
You taught me what WEPA means, though, because you always scream it out, and I was like, I Googled it, but can you tell me what it means, DZ?
Well, and maybe if you don't know what WEPA
it's
means.
It's like, hooray, yay, yes.
It's an exclamation of jubilance. It's
I love it.
It's a whole phrase, WEPA, usually in all caps, WEPA.
WEPA.
That means the party's here, the party started, and the party's always WEPA.
I love it. Well, last night, you and I went out to dinner. We promised we would update everybody today on what happened with the fam.
Last night was a WEPA.
Boom. And I got to tell you, DZ, you've worked here since 2014, off and on. You started as the baby intern. I've said that a million times, but it's relevant to the story because you've known my kids for years. You remember them as little babies.
Not only have I been around the block, I've been around the block with your boys.
Yes, literally. And so you haven't seen Owen and Hudson. They walk in the room now and they're like, hey, DZ.
What up, D-Sizzle? I was like, oh my God. Excuse me, sir.
But it was so cute because we were driving and they were like, can we hang out with DZ? We want to re-meet DZ. Because they were little, you know, when you were in the building last.
And they don't remember me.
No, they don't. And so I was like, yeah. And I was like, and DZ has a baby now. We got to meet Sammy and his wife Erin's going to come. And we're driving there. And Hudson, was it Hudson or? Oh, Owen, the 11-year-old. Did you mind this question? On the way there, he goes, why did DZ leave Columbia? Which I go, well, why don't you ask him? He will happily talk to you about this.
That was such a great question.
Were you okay with that? Oh, I was happy. I was happy he was curious.
Any question. And I was like, good. I don't think I've ever had an 11-year-old ask me that.
I love his curiosity.
Which made me question his actual age. How old are your children, Allie? Kid, that was about a 30-year-old question right there.
Yeah, and you were like 3 when your family left Columbia.
I was a baby.
But you talked to him about that. But that's, we can get into that more if you want another time on the show.
Exactly.
But let's talk about our dinner with the fam last night, huh?
Dinner was amazing. I mean, one, went to a beautiful little spot that I found out was a chain.
You didn't know Crafty Cow is a chain.
So I thought it was a one-off.
I had been to the one in Economy Walk. I didn't know they had one in Milwaukee and Tulsa, and you had been in the one in Milwaukee.
In Bayview.
And didn't know they had one in Oconomowoc and Tulsa.
Or Tulsa. Yeah, yeah. Had never heard of them. I thought it was a one spot, like the literal one-stop shop. No. I was like, oh, man, this is great. Then you said, oh, Crafty Cow, the one in blah, blah, blah.
I love their wings. And it's funny because I think Crafty Cow sounds like an ice cream place to people. The cow.
It definitely sounds like an ice cream place.
It's like a restaurant bar, honestly. And I think people go there to eat more than anything.
I've never been there to have more than dinner and a drink. I've never gone for anything else. The food is fire.
The food is great.
Mac and cheese is always good.
That's what your wife had. I had wings and Brussels.
And me and the boys had burgers.
You guys had burgers.
Owen had some wings.
My boy had wings. I'll shout out
the wings.
Oh, yes.
And fat wings, too. There's not just, you're thinking little baby wings. No, they gave you the whole burger. Mm-hmm. You know?
Your baby, Sammy, what a little heartbreaker. You better watch out. That kid is insanely adorable.
I told you last night, I know he's going to be a problem.
You and Aaron made a cute kid. Aren't you so happy when the kid comes out and you're like, thank God. Thank God we didn't make an ugly baby. Hallelujah.
All babies are cute. What are you talking about?
Nobody else will say that, but I will. No, they're not. Okay, so you and Aaron made a adorable baby, Sammy.
He was loving it, too. He was just staring. You saw him dancing. He's a dancing fool.
He was getting down.
He'd be break it down. Do the robot now. Spin move.
Mm. Somebody asked on my Facebook, because I posted a picture of us all out to dinner, you and, your family and my family, and somebody was like, did Sammy let you hold him? And I'm like, yes, he did. For those that want to know, he came right to me. I was so proud.
FYI.
Yeah, he was.
He checks out.
Hudson wanted to hold your kid, though, and your kid wouldn't let Hudson.
He wasn't going.
He wouldn't go to Hudson. It was interesting.
I don't know if he necessarily trusts other kids to hold him yet. He could tell the difference between adults. He's more apprehensive to be like, I don't know, you might drop me. Mm-hmm. He felt the mom vibe from me. He was like, oh, yeah, come here.
I wanted to eat him up. I was like, give me the baby.
He will go to virtually anybody, which makes me worried.
Yep.
So we got to watch him because he's very trusting. And then he blows kisses. If he likes something, I know Hudson was a little worried. He was like, I don't think Sammy liked me.
I know, because Hudson loves babies and Sammy wasn't feeling him. I said, give him time.
Let him warm up.
That's what I said. I said, he'll come to you in a few more meets.
And not even by the end of dinner. He was giving him kisses on his forehead.
Oh, he was? Yeah. I didn't even see that. Oh, good. Well, I felt bad, though. Your wife, Erin, bless her heart, because she's a third grade teacher, which I forgot she taught third grade. I knew she was a teacher. And then I sat down. I said, what grade are you teaching in, Erin? She goes, third. I go, oh, you thought you were leaving work. And here she is now at dinner with a third and a fifth grader. Like, oh,
raising their hands to ask questions.
And this is, let me tell you something about DZ's wife, you guys. Owen raised his hand to talk at dinner and Erin looked at him. And this is, I love your wife. His wife is as blunt as me. She turned to my son and she goes, don't raise your hand. That's weird.
That's my baby.
I was like, Erin is so funny.
She said, I'm not at work right now. Put your hand down. That's weird.
She was like, stop. Don't do that. And it is, and Owen does it to be polite, but she's right. In a social situation, raising your hand is odd as you get older, right? You know what? It was so funny when she said that to him. I about lost it. So, yeah, anything else you want to add about dinner with the fam?
I'm just glad that the restaurant wasn't packed.
It was great.
Because people would have been staring at us left and right. We were in there like we were the only people.
we were loud.
Loud. I felt like I was a little obnoxious.
We all were.
I didn't care, though.
We're those people, though. We're those people.
We need to do that more.
I agree.
We need to be loud and obnoxious in more places in public.
I am down for more dinners with the family. I want to hold your baby more. I want to see your wife tell my kid to stop raising his hand in public. I am here for it, man. I am so here for it. So we're going to do Am I the Jerk next. You ready?
I don't know if I'm ready.
You got lit up yesterday.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Your wife, by the way, let me just throw this out there. Your wife at dinner last night said, people need to pipe down. She doesn't mind the light being on because people were coming at you on Facebook yesterday. So I just want to throw it out there. Erin said, leave him alone. She's okay with the light being on.
She got my back.
Yeah, we'll do Am I the Jerk next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, DZ, this one came in an email. If you want to know how to submit for Am I the Jerk, it's amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You are also more than welcome to slide into our DMs on Instagram or Facebook, our personal or the Kiss FM ones. They will be found and submitted. Don't worry about that. This one comes from a girl who wants to call herself Princess because she thinks her family may be listening.
Okay, Princess. Okay?
Get ready for this one. We all know people in toxic relationships, don't we? It's going to trigger some people.
I'm already triggered.
Here's what she said. I'll start with the beginning because she did write something really nice. She said, "Good morning, Allie and DZ. I religiously listen to this segment every morning. Never thought I'd actually write into a radio station about a moral dilemma, but here I am. Can everyone tell me if am I the jerk?" Here's what she said. She said, "My stepbrother, who I'm not very close with, and his wife have filed for divorce 3 separate times over the last 12 months. This last time they filed, they both said some very hurtful things about each other. Things got ugly, including his wife filing a restraining order, which resulted in him having to sleep in his car or random motels. Well, just a couple days ago, we found out that they are once again back together and trying to work on their toxic relationship. Now, I know the relationship is none of my business, but I reached out to him, and after some witty banter and jokes about it, the will or won't they saga, I'm now very invested. I told him when they inevitably file for divorce for the 4th time, my guest bedroom is open since I would rather have him stay at my house than stay in a horrible toxic marriage. Well, somehow his wife read this message and decided to confront me about it. She messaged me trying to insult me and made it clear that she was upset I would say that to her husband. I don't think I said anything that wasn't true, but am I the jerk for offering my guest bedroom to my stepbrother as a way of helping him leave a marriage he clearly should not be in?" Oh. Princess.
Oh, princessa. Ooh. Oh, princess.
We all know a couple like this.
Princess.
We've all seen a couple like this. Break up, get back together. Break up, get... They filed for divorce 3 times in 1 year. It's crazy.
Was this pandemic love? You know what I'm saying?
Help, like, I know.
But right. No, no. I'm mad and I'm triggered. You're not wrong, Allie. Because I want to stay out of everybody's business. Right?
That's the problem. You don't want to get involved.
That's y'all marriage. I don't know how y'all rock. But then, as a family member, even if it's a stepbrother, whatever.
You don't want him in a car.
Sleeping in a car, sleeping in a motel, sleeping outside, realistically, homeless, because now for the 3rd, 4th, 5th, because you know it's going to continue, 6th. Yeah. I'm torn. I want to stay about the business, so I want to say, yes, you're a jerk for getting up in their business. Yes, you are a jerk for trying to invest yourself in their life.
But she's not a jerk for giving her brother somewhere to stay.
Exactly.
Listen, 414-533-1037. We're just going to let the listeners chime in on this, and they can decide if Princess is a jerk for getting involved in this toxic marriage her stepbrother is in, because she offered up the guest bedroom. The wife saw the message and got mad.
I'm not trying to decide.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, I almost said Destiny, because you know why I almost said Destiny. You're going to find out in a second.
We got somebody.
Destiny's not on the phone. Somebody close to Destiny's on the phone. One of our regulars.
Oh,
yeah,
snap.
But it's Am I the Jerk, DZ. And we're talking about Princess, who wrote into the show and wanted to know if she's a jerk, basically for getting up into her stepbrother's marriage. They filed for divorce 3 times in the past year. He's been sleeping in his car when they break up. She offered him a guest bedroom.
How you file for divorce once a quarter?
It's crazy, right? What the hell? Because I'm with you, DZ. You don't ever want to get involved.
That's y'all business.
But at the same time, you don't want your brother sleeping in his car. It's a hot mess.
That's y'all business, but my brother's my business.
It's a total hot mess, for sure. So let's just go to the phones, and they can tell us, is Princess a jerk for offering up her guest bedroom to her stepbrother? And this is why I had said Destiny instead of DZ when I opened the mic. Good morning. She is not a regular, but her wife is. It is Lala, the wife of Destiny. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I play your wife's song?
Yes, you can.
That's wifey. You gotta play the song.
Lala messaged me on Instagram. She's like, "I can't get in. I just drive me crazy."
You in, Lala?
You got in today, girl. You got in today.
Hi. Good morning.
And you haven't met DZ yet, have you?
No, I haven't. Nice to meet you, DZ. Welcome.
It's so nice to finally meet you as well, Lala. Shout out to you. Shout out to Destiny. Shout out to them boys. Shout out to the family. Woo! How you doing? It's Am I.
Thank you. Thank you. Estamos bien.
Buenos días. Buenos días. Wepa. Amen. Amen.
I was waiting for the Spanish. I'm like, no Spanish? What the hell? Okay, good. Lala, what do you think? Is Princess a jerk for offering up her guest bedroom to her stepbrother?
No, she's not a jerk for offering, but like you guys said, I stay away from drama, you know, relationship status. But when it comes to family members, brothers, sisters, whatever, I'm down. It, even, you know, when they're sleeping in the, you know, homeless out there, you know, no, that doesn't fly with me. But she's not a jerk. But he needs to get out that relationship and leave her.
Yeah.
He needs to bounce.
That's crazy that there's three times in 1 year they filed for divorce.
That's
what
excessive.
Is that? That's crazy.
That's just stressful, and that's just like waste of time. Who got time for that?
Nobody likes those. Nobody likes those couples. They drive
there's
us crazy.
There's more fish in the sea. There's more fish in the sea.
Absolutely.
Lala right. says get back to swimming. Get up out of there.
All right, Lala, thanks for calling. We will talk to you later.
Fun. Bye.
Bye.
You too. Next up, she is a regular, and she's got an opinion, a good one, I think. Welcome back, Lisa in Sheboygan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been calling since like 1957, and I finally got through.
I feel so bad. I know everybody's trying to get in. We're doing our best. I can't. I'm glad you got in, Lisa. I'm glad everybody wants to call, though, and give their opinion.
Right, right. And we hear you through, Lisa.
We
Good
appreciate
morning.
The listeners. I just want to say that. You know, we need an intern. That's what we need.
What we say is keep trying.
I
we got
mean,
you.
I'm
keep
trying. I'm kidding.
Lisa, come work for us. Okay, Lisa, is Princess a jerk?
No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I don't care, like, what kind of relationship Princess is to this couple, whether it's a friend, a neighbor, whatever, if they're involved in like the inner circle of these people, like somebody's unhealthy relationship bleeds into other people's lives.
Mm.
Everybody else is worried about the situation.
She's
everybody
right.
else is, you know, that couple's complaining to everybody else about the partner. So their unhealthy relationship makes my mental health like unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear it anymore. This is too much.
Yeah.
Bye. You know?
Absolutely, Lisa. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. Princess is being a support system, and people need that in those times, which is a fair point.
Right.
If you want that,
but then
though,
it bleeds into you. It's transference. It's classic transference with mental health where you take on everybody else's garbage, and then it affects you as well, which is what Lisa said. So I love it. Yeah. All right, Lisa. Not a jerk then.
Correct. Not a jerk.
All right, girl. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Last but not least, Christina is in Milwaukee. Christina, is Princess a jerk for getting involved in her stepbrother's toxic marriage and offering him a place to stay? They filed for divorce three times this year.
Going on four.
What do you think, Christina?
That just sounds like a total mess, but I'm going to go with not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Like DZ said, I wouldn't get involved, but that's still her brother. Like, so offering him a place to stay when he's on the outs, like, that's her brother.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't try to get overly involved, but at the same time, filing for divorce is something huge. And if you're doing it multiple times in a year, there's no way for your family not to be in your business. So you can't expect your family to not know all your business if obviously you're putting it all out there.
And you can't win. You can't win.
It is a lose-lose,
ain't it?
It's
a lose-lose.
Man.
That's why it's the toxic couple's fault. Now I'm mad at both of them.
They're the jerks.
They're the jerks. We are done. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, we got to get to this Disney on Ice tickets. Are you ready, my friend?
I got my skates on. What's up?
Woo! You're going to take little Sammy to this year for sure when it comes to the Pfizer.
Yeah, I mean, unless I turn it into a date night because I want to go with just my wife.
You are not going with just your wife to Disney on Ice when you have an 18-month-old. You better take Sammy with you.
Watch me.
You better not, dude.
I'm the baby.
You better not. Listen, here's the deal. We're giving away Disney on Ice tickets coming to the Pfizer February 10th, 7 p.m. show. We've got four tickets for a family to be able to take. If you had more than three kids, I'm sorry, you're out. No, I'm kidding.
You gotta buy
someone else. We got a 4-pack of tickets, and that is going to go to Caller 30, and they're going to have to do a little bit of Disney trivia.
Just a smidgen
of Disney. Nothing hard.
Trivia.
It's Disney.
It's Disney.
It's Disney. So 414-533-1037, caller number 30.
That's a good number.
Caller, you good with that? Caller number 30?
My life is ruled by three, so 30 is always good with me.
Caller number 30. Hopefully, you're going to see Disney on Ice next. Kiss FM. I saw you dancing to Taylor Swift.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Shut your mouth.
Yes, I did.
Video, or it didn't happen.
You know what? Next time I'm recording, because I love Taylor Swift. That's my girl. I'm defensive over Taylor Swift, but DZ was really dancing right there. I saw it. All right, so we got to give away these Disney on Ice tickets. A 4-pack coming to Pfizer Forum, and this will be on February 10th at 7 p.m. All right?
It's DZ, time.
You ready
time.
For this?
Let's go. I'm ready. Don't matter if I'm ready.
That's right. You're right. Natalie in Port Washington this morning. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
You're caller 30, but you're going to have to answer some trivia. First off, this is for a 4-pack. I'm assuming you have children, or are you one of those adults who lives for Disney?
I live for Disney.
Adult Disneyer, yes!
This is a thing.
Yeah.
This is a thing. Okay. Natalie?
Yep.
DZ is going to ask you a trivia question, a simple trivia question about Disney. And then if you can answer it, you're going to win a 4-pack to Disney on Ice.
Fantastic.
All right. Natalie, meet DZ, by the way. Third week on the show.
Hi, DZ. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Natalie. I made the question really hard, okay?
Perfect. He did not. He's lying. He's lying. All right, what is
it? I'll take it.
All right. Here's your question, Natalie. Now, in Aladdin, the movie Aladdin, what is the name of Aladdin's love interest?
Jasmine.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, sorry. I didn't have to leave. Sorry.
No, it was easy. I jumped the gun.
I said she was a winner before we said, is that your final answer? My bad. My bad. Natalie.
She's the winner.
Yeah. Natalie,
awesome.
You're going to Disney on Ice at the Pfizer Forum. Tickets are on sale now
for everybody
that wants to go. You're so welcome. You got tickets to the Friday, February 10th show at 7 p.m. Yes, DZ.
So Natalie has one ticket. Mm-hmm. She's got three extra tickets. I want to know who she's taking with her.
Mm-hmm. Possibly a niece and a nephew and a significant other.
Oh,
aunt of family time.
She's the fun aunt. She's the fun aunt.
She really is the fun aunt.
She can have fun, and she can still go drink on Friday and still get up and not have to worry about kids the next day.
Load the kids up with sugar and then send them home.
I love it. All right, congrats, Natalie. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, okay?
All right.
We will have tickets again tomorrow, same time, and we'll do some trivia as well tomorrow, don't you think?
Of course. You got to do some more trivia.
We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Make the question harder.
Same time. We'll be here for that.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
By the way, before I get into this feud that they are having online, Kylie Jenner and her sister, we're going to have local celebrity from CBS 58, Jessup Rysbeck, one of the anchors, on. Because if you don't know this, he is starring in one of the most popular Netflix documentaries at the moment that just got released. I bet a lot of people don't even know this yet. Some people have seen it, some haven't. We're going to talk to him. He's going to be on the show next.
Might have not even realized that Jessup was in it. It's like number two in movies right now on Netflix.
I recognize Jessup for sure, but I didn't realize he was in this documentary.
Right,
somebody
that's what
told
I'm saying.
Me, and I put it on. I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got a local guy in a huge Netflix documentary.
I know Jessup Rysbeck.
Yeah.
I know J-Dog.
You know. So he's going to join us on the show next. We're going to talk to him about the documentary on Netflix and all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere. But first, let's just talk about Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian fighting online, because I am here for it. I know people get annoyed with the Kardashians. I don't care.
But it's a sister fight. Who don't love a sister fight?
I love a sister fight. I got sisters. No, they got into it because publicly, which is even better, because Kylie posted a picture, and you know Kylie's following is insane.
In the billions.
All of them are, but Kylie was like the trendsetter with social media followings of everyone on the planet, in my opinion, with her Snapchat when she started there. She posted a picture, and she's wearing some Skims, which is Kim's line.
Oh, yeah.
That's Kim's line of like shapewear.
There you go.
But she also has clothes and all that stuff now, too. Well, so Kylie posted this whole picture of her in this dress. And then Kim came in and is like, could you please tag Skims? Because it was a Skims outfit and Kylie didn't tag Skims.
Oh, my Lord.
As if Kim's not selling enough Skims. I mean, as if she's having a problem selling her product, right? And to which Kylie wrote back publicly on the post on Instagram. Wow, I had to steal this from my mom's house and now you want me to promote it? Wow.
Oh,
and then
shit.
Then she put at Skims. So she tagged them.
She tagged the line? Oh, no, it got catty.
Yeah, totally. Like,
she
wow.
She said, I didn't even get this for myself. I didn't tag it because it's technically not mine.
I had to get it from mom's. You didn't give this to me. It's Kim's line. Kim didn't give it to her.
No, she did
so
not.
So they're being funny. I mean, they're being funny, but also, and then they got the tag in for Skims line as well. So I just got a kick out of it.
Bet you Kylie got a whole truckload of Skims sitting in her front yard right now, though.
I bet she does. And you know what else is funny? Is this is the kind of stuff we think is so dumb, but you know they really got into a fight about it where Kim, because I could see this from watching the show, Kim being like, how could you post my outfit and not tag my brand?
Mom!
How could you not tag my brand? Everyone knows marketing. How did you not tag my brand? You wore my outfit and you didn't tag me? Why did you do that? Oh my God. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, we made it to week three.
DZ,
yes.
Week three in a place to be.
I love having you back in the building. I love that you're on the morning show. I've known you forever since you were a baby intern down the hall on our sports station. And you are all grown up now and on the morning show with me. But I have been excited to talk to our next guest. And so have you, because you've lived in Milwaukee. How many years now? I mean,
basically 10 years. Been watching this man since we moved out here. Yeah. So the fact that he got something popping.
Dude, he started on Fox 6. He was on the morning show.
Yep.
Then he left town and he came back. Now he does evenings on CBS 58. Jessup Reisbeck, a lot of people know who he is in town. And if you don't know this, everybody, he is starring. And when I say starring, I mean starring in a Netflix documentary called The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker.
That man is a super huge focus about this whole thing. I just want to get to it and go ahead and talk to him.
Mm-hmm. So joining us on the phone from CBS 58 DZ, look who's on the phone. We've got Jessup Reisbeck on the show. Welcome, Jessup.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You are quite the celebrity these days on Netflix, we're learning.
It's gotten to be pretty something else.
Yeah.
It's been, it's been 1 week now, and it's a different level, but it's been very, I'm trying to enjoy the ride and, just kind of soak it all in, it's a little bittersweet, a lot of bittersweet, obviously, because of, happiness and joy and amazement and just, Bill Wilderman that, part of, a top movie in the world, really, and but then at the same time, Kai is sitting where he is, and there's another gentleman that's passed away. So
it's
tough, but trying to enjoy the ride for sure.
Well, if you haven't seen it, I obviously watched it. The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker is the show on Netflix that we're talking about.
Highly rated,
big hit on Netflix. And Jessup is on CBS 58 locally. Everybody listening knows you from the news. And somebody told me, Jessup is like a huge part of this show, and then I turned on the show on Netflix, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jessup is like the show.
He's the guy. He broke the story. Jessup is literally part of the hatchet. Well, not literally, but
you are like one of the stars of this show, this documentary on Netflix about this guy, Kai, who went viral based on an interview you did when you were reporting the news in Fresno. And the whole story is, I don't want to give too much away on the air because I do want people to go watch it on Netflix and enjoy it for themselves. But let's just start like at the beginning. You're out in Fresno. You look way younger. I mean, you don't look old now. That sounded bad. But like you look like you've lost a little weight since that first interview. You're more chiseled. DZ and I were talking about this.
Baby face.
It was baby face, Jessup.
Early Jessup. This is season Jessup. We got season Jessup on the line right now.
That's right.
Yeah, it was like, it was fast food Jessup versus Jessup in his 40s knowing what's good in life now.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And you did this interview. You were the first person to get this interview. What is that like when you have an interview that goes viral like that?
I mean, it's hard to put into words, and I'd never, you know, had never experienced anything like this, you know, at that point. Mm-hmm. And obviously haven't since, and you know, probably never will again. But, you know, it was exhausting,
yeah.
Exhilarating, just crazy. I mean, my world was turned upside down, you know, and I'm trying to, do the best I can journalistically, but also the best I can for Kai as a human being, and get all these opportunities for him and tell him all about them and guide him and be his friend, but also, you know, a journalist. And it was a lot. It was a lot to put it into words. And, you know, it just got super, super, like I could never imagine. I mean, there was, you know,
yeah.
I always say if he was a normal, you know, a quote unquote normal person with an address and had, you know, somewhere where people could go, every network in the country would be sitting on his lawn waiting for an interview.
Right.
Mm. He did this interview, didn't talk to any other stations. So then I go, oh man, we got something special. And then because he's homeless and didn't have an address, no one could find him.
Right.
So he became kind of like a superhero. Like he did this heroic thing and then disappeared and no one could talk to him. So, you know, the fervor and the desire to hear from him again just grew and grew and grew.
That mystery.
And, it made it mysterious.
Thing, again, yep. I took out of that interview was his email to protect his privacy. So I was the only one with it.
Thank
so
God
it
you
got to be.
Thank
huge.
God you got the email, Jessup. I was thinking that watching it on Netflix. I was like, if you didn't have that email, literally nobody would have been able to find this guy.
We might not be here right now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's so true.
Jessup, I got to ask you, man. So what drew you to Kai as an individual? Because, you know, as a journalist, I know you go through and something just kind of stands out. What made you go, okay, there's something, we got to stay on top of this? Because as that journalism mentality goes, you got to eat, you know, you got to eat. So what drew you to Kai like that?
Yeah, you know, it was a very tough balance of, you know, the journalism and also just trying to look out for him as a human being and
right.
do what's best for him. You know, of course, I wanted to be the one to tell his story, and I wanted to be, you know, the one to chase the original story and then get the next story, of which is kind of introducing him and getting into the details of who he is. But, you know, so much of it was just being a fellow human being and being a friend, if you will. And, you know, knowing that he doesn't have the same resources as most people, you know, that this literally could be life changing for him in so many ways. It could have provided anything he could have ever dreamed of. He could have went from, you know, homeless and sleeping in, you know, on the side of the road or in a tent or wherever it may be, to wherever he wanted to sleep, literally in the world. So,
Jessup, if you're just tuning in, by the way, we're talking to Jessup Risebeck from CBS 58, who is one of the stars of the Netflix show, The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker. Kai is the main star, but Jessup, you are in the entire thing and you're such a big piece of this story. Did it ever make you crazy that every time somebody would give Kai money, he gave it away?
No, I mean, it just shows, you know, how dynamic and interesting and different he is than normal, you know, kind of normal society, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many times he did that. I mean, he's like he's so yin and yang. He's like the most yin and yang person, if you will, that you can ever imagine. You know, he would do something completely, you know, that most people would consider rude or not acceptable in our society.
Yes.
And then the next moment he would do the most beautiful thing that no other normal person, if you will, would do, you know, and I have several, you know, examples of it. I mean, he would, you know, pee on a sign and then give $500 away. He would,
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
He would literally like skateboard through a lobby and do something rude and, you know, ignorant, if you will. And then, you know, he'd see someone that had less than him, and he would literally take his entire life off of his backpack, which had every one of his belongings in it, and give it to that person because that person, in his mind, needed it more than him. You know,
the black sheep. The black sheep.
He always redeemed himself. He always redeemed himself. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was always known in like all the transient communities as Robin Hood, because you know, I mentioned it in the doc that you know, he would go in, steal a bunch of stuff, and then come out and give it away to everyone. you know. Yeah. So he's just this dynamic kind of person that you've never come across.
Or polarizing. It just took you by storm and you couldn't get enough
of it. There's nobody like this guy, 100%. I totally get what you're saying, Jessup. How did the documentary all come to play with Netflix? Did they reach out to you? Like, what? How does this work? I want it from A to Z.
Yeah, it was definitely a process, years in the making. So in 2019, when he was convicted, that's when I think a lot of these companies kind of thought like, oh, okay, now this is the quote unquote end of the story. Mm-hmm. So that's when a lot of them started reaching out to me, several companies. And it was a long process of whittling it down to try to figure out who's the best company to go with. You know, this story I think was going to be told regardless. I always knew it needed to be told and thought it needed to be told, but it was a matter of finding the right people to tell it, you know, fairly, in a quality way, and in a way that was, you know, would do it justice and do him justice. So, you know, I was able to whittle it down to probably like two different companies. One was in London, one was in Canada. And eventually, you know, like early, must have been early 2021, so about 2 years, year and a half after his sentencing, you know, I just became apparent that Raw Production, which is out of London, and that's the one we went with, was the one to do it. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, one of the best documentaries, if not the best documentary makers in the world. And, you know, Kai was informed on all my decisions throughout the way. He was, you know, we were talking and stuff like that, so we were in communication. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we signed with them or chose them like in 21, and then I went out to LA in October of 21, and that's when we did all the shooting. And then from then, it was they probably finished it like mid-22. And then they turn it over to Netflix. And then Netflix buys the rights. And then it's up to Netflix. Netflix can do whatever they want with it, however they want it, you know, because they then own the product, if you will. And then they chose, you know, they have all their algorithms and they have all their, you know, however they do it, decide when they want to release it, when they think is a good time. And they were talking about even as early as last July. That was kind of the first thought of, oh, it might even come out this summer. And then for whatever reason, they made the decision to release it January 10th of this year.
The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker on Netflix, rated top 10 in documentaries going down. We're talking with Jessup Rizebeck. Man, how do you think this has helped shape your career or the way you approach it, maybe even life?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, great question. You know, I think it shaped me more in life and as a person way more than it has career-wise. You know, I have no doubt if I never had met Kai, I would still be here as far as career. You know, it didn't launch me into stardom or anything like that. You know, it didn't get me a new career. You know, I still went to, you know, after that, I came here to Milwaukee and worked on a morning show at Fox for 5 years. They had no idea who Kai was when they hired me. So, you know, that wasn't like they hired me for that. And then I went to DC for a couple of years and now I'm here. But, you know, as far as life, it's definitely changed my perspective on a lot of things. You know, just knowing him and meeting someone like that and, you know, how he, you know, lives life and what he does and how he faces life and treats life and what he's been through and stuff like that. And now how he's, you know, his mentality and how he handles being, you know, in prison is pretty inspirational too. So,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, some terrible things happened and there were some terrible things out of this, but, right. You know, and then just the experience of all this, you know, quote unquote fame that has come with it, you know? So it's definitely taught me a lot about life and, how to handle different things and it shaped me and affected me for sure.
Have you had random people reach out now? Cause I mean, we know you in Milwaukee well on the news. We see you all the time, Jessup, but have you had like people from your past all of a sudden reappear now that you're in a Netflix documentary?
Oh my gosh, Allie, you have no idea. I mean, I've gotten people from, you know, obviously friends and family now, but I mean, friends from all different years. I mean, a lot of times I'll have to put comments and DMs and stuff into Google Translate because they're in different languages. I mean, it's from all around the world. It's been insane.
You got cousins all over coming out the woodwork, huh? Like, oh, hey, cousin, remember me?
The feedback and the messages and the love, and there's been obviously some hate with anything. There comes, you know, people that want to be the negative side of things, and that's part of what's also the learning process. But yeah, no, it's come from literally all over the world. You know, when I talked to Kai on Friday, of course, leave it to him to know more than me on the inside of prison walls than I do on the outside. He's like, bro, he's like, we're number one in U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, South Africa, like all this stuff. I was like, I believe you, bro.
Is Kai a big star now in jail, I would assume, now that it's on Netflix?
Man, I don't know. I see, and that's another worry. Like, so far he's been, you know, he hasn't said anything about, you know, consequences, if you will, positive or negative inside prison. But that's definitely, you know, kind of a concern, you know, I think. I don't know. Like, it's a different world in there, obviously. So, you know, you hope that nothing, you know, there's no negative feedback in there, that he becomes a star. But there's no doubt everyone knows who he is. You know, he said he just became friends with, you know, a guy in there that was that heard about the documentary. They hasn't seen the whole thing, but no, I mean, he just, a guy reached out to him within prison saying, hey, you know, I heard about it, you know, I'm a army veteran, and I went through some tough situations as a child and stuff like that. So he made that friendship, I know, because of the documentary. So I hope more positive things like that happen for him. You know, that was one of the big reasons that I did it, you know, was to hopefully this helps him somehow, and hopefully it helps the Galfi family as well somehow too. So but I think if anything, it's bringing his story back into light, and you know, people will, you know, maybe look more into his case, and something positive comes out of it for him.
Yeah, I think the other thing I was curious about, we're talking to Jessup Reisbeck, who we know locally on CBS 58 these days on the news, but one of the stars of The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker on Netflix. And we're talking about Kai, who the story centers around, and the interview that Jessup got with Kai in this moment, this random moment. Jessup, do you think the story would have gone differently had it been a different reporter that found Kai? Like, do you think there was some connection between you guys, or do you think you were just in the right place at the right time, honestly?
Yeah, a little of both. Obviously, you know, I was definitely in the right place at the right time. I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, I was a sports anchor and reporter, and I just happened to be asked to do news that day, and they sent me to this scene that was, you know, what it was. So, and then I happened to see him first. I happened to go talk to him first.
Right.
But you know, as far as he's told me multiple times, you know, that there was just, he's pretty spiritual. So he was like, there was just some sort of aura around you, and I just felt, you know, a vibe with you and a trust with you.
That part.
It wasn't said, but I could see it in the documentary. It's hard to explain. I felt like Kai liked him. Yeah. Kai was trusting of him. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate it. That means a lot. So yeah. And then, you know, he didn't talk to anyone else after that for whatever reason, which was surprising. And it was always, you know, he could have done whatever he wanted, you know? So, yeah, there's definitely a reason. If I wasn't there, and you know, as a bunch of other reporters, would he have talked to a reporter? Probably. Would it have been as, you know, extraordinary with someone else? I don't know, because I don't know how he's feeling and how much of that came because of his trust in me and whatnot. But you know, I can tell you, there's, with every fiber of my being, you know, I don't think there's anyone in the world that would have tried more for him, you know, and tried more to, you know, do the best for him and to trust and to, you know, protect him and lead him to happiness and to all the opportunities that, you know, we had.
Yeah.
Most anyone else would have died for, you know.
Well, Jessup Reisbeck, we have had a great time talking to you today. I wish we could talk more.
Thanks, man.
But it's been great to have you on the show. If you haven't seen The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker on Netflix, this is what we're talking about. And you can always watch Jessup on the news on CBS 58. But I love it that you still talk to Kai. We appreciate hearing about those updates. And anyone who hasn't seen it needs to go watch this Netflix story, because the whole thing is wild. And thank goodness you uploaded it to YouTube. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey,
the viral moment, right?
Thank goodness they asked you to do news and not sports that day, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Ali, DZ, I appreciate the time. And yeah, tune in on Thursday, and there's much more on the documentary and stuff on CBS 58 special report coming. So
yes, Mike,
we're excited.
Mike Kirkhove is doing a special report about it, right?
Yes, yeah, and it airs Thursday during our 10 o'clock news. I sat down with Mike Kirkhove a couple days ago, and just dive more into the documentary and emotional stuff. At times, it's tough to talk about, but you know, it's been a pretty incredible journey for 10 years now. So, much more on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
All right, well, we'll see you on the news, or we'll see you at the next local parade, Jessup.
Sounds good. Allie, DZ, I appreciate your time.